There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Prefer to concentrate on the good. That's why I'm here with Akos Yankura, John Kremins. I'm Doug Steffen. We're all good. The home of the good guys.
Home yeah. of the good guys.
Good guys radio. Yeah, da, 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 da. You remember those old, they probably didn't have them in Canada because they wouldn't have anything that slick up in Canada on CKLW. The home.
CKLW.
Remember CKLW?
Oh, my
great radio station. It still exists, but not doing what it did. I remember Dan Patrick, CKLW 2020 News. It sounded, his voice sounded like he smoked cools and drank razor blades with ice cubes.
Nice.
2020 News. All right, so here we are, back together again, having a great old time. The essence of our job here, ladies and gentlemen, if you're new to the program, we present to you cool inventors who have cool inventions. And I must say that both of the presentations so far this week have gone down that path. I think we have the free bunny bottle holder, hands-free. It's not free. You got to pay.
That's not free. No.
But it's a hands-free device. And then we had the creative teacher. I think it was a lot to absorb yesterday with
science
a fellow
class,
there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need a little science. Yep, right.
Yeah, I learned about manure, and then I learned about how to make shirts not have oil and
right,
water
exactly.
on
Right, exactly. And both in the same hour. Can you imagine?
I was overwhelmed. I felt like I had to have a beaker in my hand.
That's just good radio, I'm telling you.
It is. Manure and new inventions. How are they all going to go? What we need to do now is find, although the staples that come out of manure, I bet you there are things that we could get out of cows in one way or another that would be new. I'm going to think about that.
That would be
Richie, is he drifting into the cow thing again?
No, I'm done.
He always does. He never stops.
I just did an interview with a guy that is in the hemp business.
Mm-hmm.
And he literally was talking about things that are made from hemp wrap. And plastic.
Yeah.
I didn't know that Henry Ford actually, in one of his cars when he made it, they actually had hemp plastics in it.
Henry Ford smoked a joint every day.
Seriously?
Wow.
You know, Akos said that, and I was laughing. But
Did you know that? Come on.
No.
How else could you concoct, mechanized horses and stuff from, back then?
Please. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Stop it.
You talking about Akos again, Richie, like that?
I'm talking about you.
Stop it.
Stop it.
But I found him tug you around like that.
All right. So, Doug, listen, you've heard the story about my farm, right?
Yes, I love the stories about your farm.
Well, my farm used to be owned by Jim Carrey, the comedian.
Yep, right.
We bought it through indirect way through him. Yep. And when we first got there, all of the weirdest thing, the barn had 220 furnaces in it. Mm-hmm. So beautiful furnaces, 220 wiring, and the house had 220 wiring where it shouldn't have. Mm-hmm. And there was little holes cut on the hinges, 4 inches by 4 inches on every door inside the house.
Really?
And we couldn't figure out what's going on. We were renting the farm first, and then we finally purchased it.
Yep.
And one of the last things that we had to do is my, the resident love goddess is calling me. She goes, she's at the hydro place. That's where we call the electrical company. And she says to me, she goes, there's something weird. They want a deposit for the electricity. I go, sweetheart, that's normal. First, last month, that's kind of thing. She goes, they want $6,000. I go, I'm sorry, what? So I called the guy and says, well, how do you base $6,000? It was $5,700 or something. She goes, well, on previous use history. And then I got the call from my lawyer. He goes, Akos, you got to go down to the police station. There's a police lien on your property. It's no big deal. You just got to sign some papers. I go, police? It was a grow-up, an $800,000 grow-up. Yeah, that's the last time that farm made any money.
So $800,000 for what?
They were growing.
They were growing marijuana.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't know about cows, but horses. So I'm learning about horses. We got all these horses. And Celeste tells me, he goes, make sure if you ever see a horse lying on the ground, let me know. And I go, why is that? He goes, well, horses are, if they lie on the ground, they're actually very comfortable with their environment. Then they usually have other horses standing guard, protecting them, or they're sick. And if they're sick, that's usually when they're on the ground, it's really bad. So you know, I'm looking out for this thing, and a couple Sundays into us living there, I'm looking out the fields. And I go, sweetheart, what's that deal about the horses lying down? And she goes, well, you know, she told me the story again. I go, we got a problem. I go, why? He goes, they're all lying down. They were grazing on the hemp field, all the seedlings and the thing. They were all stoned.
All right, so
very happy.
You can carry that over one more. Richie's now, his eyeballs beginning to roll because he knows where I'm going with this. At the time of year, there are two times of the year when the cows get really excited. One of them is the first day they eat silage that has come out of the silo so that it's had a chance to cook, if you will, because it's basically just mash. Yeah, it's all fermented, and literally the cows, when they start eating it, they'll eat it for 15, 20 minutes, and then they'll start kicking their heels and running around in the pasture because they're getting high. And we also feed the cows brewer's grain, which is the hops, whatever's left over from the brewing process, the local brewery here, and we pick up, I don't know, 8 or 10 tubs a day, probably. Yeah, it's a lot of brewer's grain. I don't feed them regular grain because bad for their hoofs, bad for their bones and stuff, but the brewer's grain is really good. They love it, and so when they smell it, we have a loader that we use to load and mix the stuff in a mixer wagon. When they hear the tractor start, they come, not walking, they come running to the gate. So, of course, you can never get in because they're all around the gate in the way waiting for the wagon to come in with the brewer's grain and whatever is mixed in with it. And that's the story is basically the cows do the same as the horses did, the same as humans do when they're exposed to that stuff. They get giddy and high and silly, and it's really fun to watch.
You know why we're talking about cows? And I know that Richard's going to love this because this all ties into our inventor today.
Bean. Yes.
Our inventor today has a portable milk pasteurizer.
Whoa! Where's mine? He barely sent it along one to me.
So, see, Richie, we went the long way around, but we got to where we're going to go.
This is going to be a great conversation.
Welcome to Farm Talk.
Maybe what we should do is get this guy on early. What do you think? Should we get this guy on early?
No, you don't have to.
Blake Norelius has a portable milk pad. No, I think maybe we are. How did Dave Mason do yesterday?
He ended up at 75%.
Why?
He started out pretty strong and then kind of dropped down.
Because why? Do you think that is too expensive?
Well, yeah, I mean,
$60.
We put it to we converted it because I think he was quoting us in Australian dollars.
Yeah, we think that he's Australian dollars. He was
instead of $65, it was like $58.
So
still high.
Still high.
That's much right. That's right. Still $30 too high.
Makes all the difference in the world.
Of course.
No, that's not going
to
make it.
I got to invite Richie up to the farm. You know, I'm sure he'd like the crop. We have
Richie.
You might find me laying out in the pasture.
No other people guarding
rubbing
you.
His belly and having a good old time. That's a visualization I don't want to pursue. All right. So anyway, you know, seriously, does it sound self-serving? I want to get this guy on. Who's getting a portable milk pasteurizer?
Sure.
Maybe we'll work on it.
You're in control, man.
Hold on a second. All right, let's talk for a minute about the way people. This program, as it is, aimed at cool inventions and inventors, and we encourage entrepreneurialism, the new businesses that are going to help drive our country as we move forward. Have you ever thought about? When you, maybe even you guys at work where you are, or when you look at the whatever businesses you deal with, do you ever look at where people sit, seating arrangements, and what happens when you move employees around? I have found this in a couple of businesses, not that I'm in now, but I've been in where there have been actually offices and people sit together. And I ran a radio station in Boston in the mid-80s, and it was pretty open. It was along the scale of, you know, how Bloomberg had everything, no offices, no walls, nothing. All of his business, and his business still runs the way today. And that's what he did with the City Hall in New York. Took down all the walls so everybody was visible and everybody was accountable, and they knew that there wasn't one person that was more important to the job than another person.
Well, at HSN, they actually, we called it the gerbil cage.
Really?
What they did was, so you could see the president, the executive vice president, you could see everybody right down the row. It was all glass.
Yeah.
So they could all see each other work. It was in the, it was where they built the tower.
Yeah. Oh, really?
The new tower. Yeah. Yeah, so yeah. Where they have a lot of where the host rooms are and everything now. But it was just one big glass room.
Well,
and each day they had their doors and they had their walls, but they were all glass. So you could see the back, front, side. It was crazy.
The Wall Street Journal has a story which talks about what management does, the successful management, changing people around from desk to desk every few months. The people who are in the same jobs, the people who have been with another colleague, you know how it is. They sit and gossip and they waste time. I don't know that this was being done for that. What they do is they try to find combinations of people that will work together and help understand the company's routine better so the company can do better. And I think that may be, you don't know how people, when you hire an individual person, you don't know how he or she is going to react or interact with the other people that you're working for. So you just have to try it and see, and then move people around and have them understand that this is not confiscatory, this is not anything other than us trying to find the best usage of our space with the people who can interact best together.
You're just trying to have a creative dynamic.
Well, happens when girls and guys get together, again, there's tremendous time. I think I saw a survey a few weeks ago that suggested that if you're lucky, you get 65% of the time. Actually, when people are working 8 hours a day, let's say, 10 hours a day, if they devote 65% of their time to actually working on what they're supposed to be working, that's considered a lot.
And imagine if they smoke.
You can get 65% out of something? Oh, my gosh.
Richie, while you do that at Radio America, you're in charge of the personnel there.
Mm-hmm.
You think you get 65% out of these people every day?
Not even close.
Well, so that's it. But if you read around...
Read the innovators. Read the new book, The Innovators.
Yeah.
All these creative companies, actually all of their work gets done in the hallways.
Really?
Yeah, they all talk about when they interact with each other, when the engineers interact with the production people and stuff, that's when things
happen. Brainstorming.
We do that here, and I don't stop it. A lot of times I'll walk down the hall and see three or four of the guys or whoever just kind of sitting around chit-chatting, and then that conversation always turns into something a little bit more, and a lot of ideas come out of those conversations. And before I'd be like, hey, nobody's doing any work, but now it's just so much comes out of this stuff.
Yeah, so. A lot of them are playing, and they're worried about their football pool as well.
That's fine. I'm the one who starts the football pool, the fantasy football pool.
After the hour, My Cool Inventions Radio.
Hi, welcome to Helzberg Diamonds.
Hi there. We'd like to look at engagement rings. Wait, is that the Geico Gecko?
Oh, hello. I'm just admiring this lovely diamond solitaire ring.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
Well, that was easy. Now, who thinks it's a good idea to save money on their car insurance?
I do.
Wow. I think we just had the wedding rehearsal.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-530-6922. That's 1-800-530-6922. 1-800-530-6922.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Prices are for base buildings only. If 2015 is a year for your business to grow and you need to build, call General Steel today before you spend thousands more than you should. General Steel pre-engineered buildings could save you as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. Get a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000 or 10,000 square feet for an unbelievable price under $75,000. We'll design a building to fit your needs, and best of all, you can stop paying rent for office buildings, strip malls, church buildings, manufacturing, and much more. You just can't beat a General Steel price. Call now to lock in 2014 prices and build in 2015. Call General Steel today at 898-STEEL. Don't pay thousands more than you should. Call now and get the best prices in years. Call 898-STEEL. We'll lock in your 2014 price for 90 days. Call 800-987-8335.
After the hour now, My Cool Inventions Radio. I'm Doug Steffen. Akos Jankura is here, the solutionist, veteran of selling hundreds of billions of dollars worth of product on HSN and QVC. And also, John Cremins, who has sold hundreds and thousands, if not jillions of billions of dollars.
He's actually sold way more than me.
Has he? Well, that's because he was working with lots of different people, not only just you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But
you're,
I bet
you're
when,
right
I,
with that.
When it comes to the bottom line, I'll bet yours is better than his.
Hey, what do you... Well.
What was that? I mean, holy cow.
Holy cow.
So, Doug, what are you coming down?
Yeah, what are you, when are you coming down? What do you want to know?
I have to... there's two things in January that I have to do. That'll take me to the middle of the month, probably maybe a little after. I'm thinking maybe toward the end of January.
Yeah, come down my birthday. You can buy
when's your
dinner.
Birthday? Well, I can buy you dinner.
January 29th.
What do you
mean? We'll buy you dinner. We're buying you dinner.
So you got to come down. We're building out our television studio inside our radio facility.
Really?
Yeah. By the time you get here, we might be doing this show also simulcast on TV.
Wow. If I do it with you, I have to put a television camera in here too, and I have to get dressed to do that.
Well, you have to do that. Or just get your head up. We'll put you on a screen between. Yeah. We'll put you on a screen between,
We did that. Have you ever looked at, the two of you should go to DougSteffen.com and look at the, there's a, I think think it's the first thing you see, isn't it, Richie? When you on the right hand side, there is a video of me and Richie and Jennifer and everybody doing this program. If you haven't looked at it, it's about four or five minutes.
I haven't seen Richie.
Yeah, so you can go look at that. All right. Meanwhile, let's get to Farm Talk. This is important.
My gosh.
As it happens, we have Blake Norelius with us, who has developed a portable milk pasteurizer. Blake. Is Richie, am I putting him on the air or are you putting him on the air? I'll put him on the air. Blake, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
So you found not only the two chiefs of inventions.com, in essence, michaelinventions.com, but the Inventors Club is headed by John Cremins and Akos Dankura. But because I'm a dairy farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster, I am actually a dairy farmer. I have 200 and some odd cows on a farm outside of Boston, Framingham, Massachusetts, and I sell raw milk. We sell about 100 gallons a day of raw milk, and we make cheeses and yogurt and things out of that. And we're about to go into the pasteurization business. I remember as a kid having a milk pasteurizer, which was basically an aluminum bucket that had heat applied to it, because that's really all you're doing when you're pasteurizing, right?
Right.
So what,
right.
I guess
and this is a homogenizer as well.
Really? All right, so as a point of entry, one of the requirements is you're going to have to supply me with one of these.
All right, so okay.
I'm going to have to test it out on my farm and make sure that it works.
That is good looking for swag right here on the show.
I didn't invent it for cows. It'll work for cows, but I did invent it for human breast milk.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
After all of that, my heaven.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Oh, stop your foolishness, will you please? All right. But this is good. I mean, it's all right. I think that.
Still send him one. He's got a girlfriend.
Still send him one.
The story. Kill me. I was 28 after.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic.
I've heard that ringing in my ears for over 20 years. My doctor said.
The ringing and buzzing in your ears is called tinnitus, and you're just going to have to learn to live with it.
The constant ringing in my ears is annoying. I've tried everything and nothing worked. So I invested my own money, met with doctors, specialists, and certified labs. After a decade of research, we've developed Tinoxyl, a prescription-free, 100% natural and effective way to stop the ringing. And better yet, it helps me sleep. Trying to sleep with ringing in my ears is almost impossible. But with Tinoxyl, I started sleeping better in the first couple weeks. I'm so confident that Tinoxyl will help you too that I'm giving the first 100 callers a free 30-day supply.
Don't let the ringing in your ears control your life. Call now and get your free 30-day supply. Just pay shipping. Take back control of your life. Combat the ringing and start sleeping again. Try it for free. Call 800-930-1669. That's 800-930-1669. 800-930-1669.
Don't miss Sprint's Cut Your Bill in Half of It. Just bring your Verizon or AT&T bill and turn in your old phone, and we'll cut your rate plan in half. So if you're paying $260 a month for your family's four lines with Verizon, we'll cut it to $130. Or if you're paying $80 for yourself, we'll cut it to $40. Plus, we'll give you unlimited talk and text in the U.S. and match your data all on the Sprint network. The Cut Your Bill in Half event at Sprint. Bring us your Verizon or AT&T bill and turn in your old phone, and we'll cut your rate plan in half. Visit us at Sprint.com/halfprice or go to a Sprint store today. Limited time offer available when you choose a leasing option or Sprint Easy Pay. Subject to credit and valid consumer report. Discount applied to monthly voice, text, and data charges with a minimum $10 monthly rate charge. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-ons, apps, premium content, international services, additional lines, and device charges. Other plans may receive prioritized bandwidth availability. To improve data experience for the majority of users, throughput may be limited, varied, or reduced on the network. Max of 10 lines per account. No cash back.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods. And receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. foods, just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the freeze-dry guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the freeze-dry guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the freeze-dry guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Feels like a good day. Stay inside.
33 after the hour now with the My Cool Inventions. My co-vision for getting serious now with our inventor of today.
John and I knew this. We just let you go down that.
We love
Really?
I've been in tears the last 5 minutes. I never left on. It was all, I was like, oh, no.
I'm glad I provided you an opportunity to have some fun. Congratulations.
You know, all I said was it was a milk pasteurizer. I didn't say what kind of milk.
You could have, yeah. So you set me up. You knew that I was going to go down the street when you put that together last week.
I would never do
that. You know you did. You set me up. You set me
up. The beauty of Doug Steffen is how well you can get that hook into his cheek and then reel him in.
No, let's go, Richie. Thank you.
So we've got Blake with his pasteurization.
This is going to take a, I'm not sure which course. I probably should just be quiet and let you guys take over. Blake Norelius has a portable milk pasteurizer. Whether you want, see, the one question I would have, Blake, join us, will you, again. I hope I didn't embarrass you. You did a nice job of embarrassing me, and so those other two clowns that I'm working with. The essence of pasteurizing breast milk, it seems to, when I think of it, my daughter's having a baby next Monday, as a matter of fact. And I'm sure she's committed to, she's gone to every La Leche meeting she could find the last 4 months. And all the things that are necessary in order for us to pass along the important elements and ingredients in the immune system that make breast milk very important. So why would you want to pasteurize it? Because pasteurization in general.
This is not a substitute for breastfeeding. You still got to do that. But this is when you can't. This is when you're either over have extra capacity or...
So you, or you just a woman who has too much breast milk to feed to her baby, this is a way for you to use a breast pump, get the milk out, and then pasteurize it for consumption by other babies? Is that what you're saying?
It can be, and that was the, that's where my original thought did come up.
Mm-hmm.
But more so just when you have that extra or it's not convenient to breastfeed at the time, you can, you can pump it. And now you have you're almost killing my pitch now.
We want to understand it. I think you're giving us an understanding of what this actually does. So, I guess my question, because when I looked at your information, even on your patent, talking about where communities, and I would assume this would have to be like in Africa or some of the underdeveloped countries, where some of the women actually share breastfeeding responsibilities with some of the children, right? And I'm assuming that, maybe perhaps through pasteurization, you're going to kill some of the bacteria or some of the things that could be passed from, one mother to a child? Is that what you're trying
exactly.
to do?
Exactly. There's so many. I kind of list them all, but there's a lot of diseases you can pass through breast milk.
Really? I'd like to hear about that because that's not my experience at all. What diseases get passed through breast milk?
AIDS.
What's that? Diphtheria. I mean, I really would have to list them.
Whatever happens in terms of breast milk, this is education as much as anything else. Here we are, four guys talking about breast milk like we knew what the hell we were talking about.
Right.
But the essence of whatever comes out is whatever the mother eats and or what the mother is drinking. But you're saying that there are other things that obviously, when you think about it, are part and parcel of the milk that might come from questionable sources. So it's like blood. If you give blood and you've been to areas of the world where there was AIDS or there was other problems. I remember
Ebola.
Right, Ebola. Or I remember when I used to travel to England all the time. I was there every month for 7 or 8 years. And I gave blood all the time, and they told me I couldn't give blood anymore. I said, why? Because there was something going on. It was mad cow or something, suppose. Some scare that happened over there that kept me from doing it. So if that's the same thing...
It wouldn't help mad cow.
Sorry?
Mad cow is not a disease. So.
No, but it was something we were worried about people getting and transferring through the blood. I don't remember. It may not have been mad cow. Whatever it was, it kept me from doing it. So I'm wondering if the same thing applies to breast milk. And so people could sell their breast milk. And the reason I brought up the blood thing is because people sell their blood. And if it's no good, there's a real problem. So you're suggesting, or if I think I'm hearing you right, that the breast milk that might come from contaminated mothers needs to be cleaned up before it could be of value and used. Because for the most part, mothers don't want pasteurized breast milk for their children as long as it's theirs. They don't want, that's not, it's
correct.
Not applicable
correct.
For in-home use.
So Blake, what about the guys? I've had lots of relatives who've had babies. They freeze their pumped breast milk and then they use it later. Would this allow them to not have to freeze it?
Gosh, you guys are killing my pitch.
Oh, sorry.
All right, so let him make his pitch then. Go ahead.
All right, let's do the pitch. We'll do the pitch. We'll ask you the questions later. So what we're going to do is we're going to give you 60 seconds, a minute to pitch it, and our listeners will vote thumbs up or thumbs down. They can do that by going to mycoolinventions.com, hitting the vote button, thumbs up, thumbs down. You can text your vote if you're out and about. Just text the word thumbs up or thumbs down, all one word. Don't leave a space between them. Thumbs up. Thumbs down to 22333. That's 22333 on your texting devices. Or phone us and just say thumbs up, thumbs down by calling 1-888-877-0490. 888-877-0490. Our listeners are all getting ready to vote. Blake, are you ready to pitch?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Do you have any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Are you a nursing mother that needs a safe, practical means of extending the shelf life of pumped breast milk? Would you rather refrigerate your milk than freeze it? The portable countertop pasteurizer homogenizer is a time saver that'll automatically pasteurize your milk to the correct standards and then homogenize your milk to a smooth and creamy consistency more palatable for the infant. About the size of a small coffee machine, the countertop pasteurizer homogenizer would serve to kill various types of bacteria which may be lingering in the milk, allowing for refrigeration-safe consumption days after being pumped. The homogenization component would break up fat globules, allowing the infant to absorb more nutrients. Easily operated and affordably priced between $100 and $200, the countertop pasteurizer homogenizer should be well received by nursing mothers. So go to mycoolinventions.com and vote.
Make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
Well, Blake, the time ran out on you, but I'm sure the last sentence was vote thumbs up on mycoolinventions.com for the portable milk pasteurizer. So you're actually
Where did it cut out on me? I couldn't hear it.
Well, you can actually, you make these and you sell them, right?
I've made my own thing, but there's so many different ways you can make this thing. I actually don't have I've just got like a project, you know, a single makeup.
So you got to get the temperature to what, 150 degrees or 140 degrees, what, for like 15 minutes or something before you can call it pasteurization? What are the rules on pasteurization?
There's tons of different ways, and my invention, it's set up where I can do it tons of different ways. I can do it either where you're doing it at a high temperature for maybe 15 seconds or a super high temperature for 4 seconds, or where you're doing it very low temperatures for like 30 minutes. Again, going back to what you were saying, you don't want to kill the milk because there's a lot of good bacteria. Yeah. You're trying to kill the bad bacteria.
That's what happens to regular. That's what happens to dairy milk. The pasteurization process today kills all the nutrients, kills all the bacteria, kills all the taste. So you're drinking white water. That's not what you want to accomplish with this. Yes, get it.
Right. So, that's why there's different settings depending on basically what you're trying to prevent. But, you know, ultimately you want the lowest setting. But the homogenization actually, you know, that breaks up fat globules so that it doesn't just pass through the infant, you know. That helps break it up so that the infant absorbs more of the nutrients and, you know.
So what's the size of market? Like, what's the size of your market? Have you done any market studies or did a little thinking about what's the potential size of the market you have for this?
It would be nursing mothers, so couldn't put a number on that.
There are about 12 million babies born a year in America, it seems to me. I remember seeing that stat. Does that sound right?
Is that just in America?
Yeah, that's a little high. I think that may be high, but certainly I'm talking on an annualized basis because our population increases more from the illegals coming here than it does our own internal having babies. The essence of what's going on around the rest of the world, this product can be used in some of the third world countries. What are you pricing this at? Do we hear that in the pitch?
It's between 100 and 200 because there's just different.
That lights out the third world because they're going to, unless you can use them in the community, a community could use them.
I mean, I could. The actual the components, all the components exist for this. It's just a reconfiguration of them.
Right.
So is that what your patent's on? Is the fact that, I mean, you've taken all these pieces and put it together in a different way?
Yeah. I mentioned to Akos on the phone, but I kind of manipulated a old paint gun.
Oh, so it looks like a paint gun.
Right now it does, yeah. But, I mean, you could make it look like
from his diagram on his patent, it looks almost like one of those stand mixers.
Well, yeah, that's too, just so you can see all this.
I gotcha. This is interesting.
We could wrap it up in a pretty package.
So, you're going to need some money for this. If you're going to roll this out, you're going to need to raise some money. Have you ever done any budgets how much it would cost to roll this out?
I have no idea. That's why I got on this show.
You want us to do the math for you?
There have been a lot of requests from Ben and Jerry's. A lot of mothers have been asking Ben and Jerry's to that we send in our breast milk and you make ice cream out of it.
Oh.
Whoa.
Oh, wait, you know, I did see a story on that. That is true.
Wow.
That's a turn I didn't expect.
Breast milk ice cream. Breast milk ice cream.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what, if we can get that, I'll start selling it at my dairy store.
Do they make non-pasteurized cow's milk ice cream?
No. It can't be made, you have to pasteurize it. Raw milk ice cream is great, but the same foibles follow it as do raw milk, thanks to the Department of Public Health and those morons in the federal government and state governments that don't even begin to understand what they're doing by pasteurizing milk to the value of it.
Right,
don't sit on the fence. Make a decision.
Now, you don't have to pasteurize. You can use this just to homogenize as well.
Really?
Okay.
Right. Yeah. So that way you don't have to shake the bottle up and deal with all that.
Yeah.
So what's your background, Blake? What do you do for a living other than inventing milk pasteurizers?
I work in the entertainment industry. I'm a colorist.
What's a colorist?
Nothing related to this, no.
Huh. I just was seeing if there's any kind of link there. Well, the listeners are listening and voting. We go to mycoolinventions.com, hit the vote button. If you like this invention, vote thumbs up. If you don't, thumbs down. Text thumbs up or thumbs down to 22333 if you're out and about, or give us a call. Say thumbs up or thumbs down. The voting's always, you never know who you are. You just all, and then, what's the word I'm looking for?
Anonymous.
English is my second language.
Anonymous.
Is 1-888-877-0490, 888-877-0490, and the votes are pouring in for Blake's portable milk pasteurizer.
You can vote at mycoolinventions.com as well.
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
Welcome to Staples.
Yeah, I hear Staples can handle all my holiday shipping.
Yes, sir. We have UPS available in-store, plus all the supplies you'll need, from boxes to bubble wrap.
Great, but my schedule's crazy with the holidays.
Staples opens early and stays open late.
What if I can't get here till Saturday?
We're open 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Well, we're open 7 days, though.
Okay, what if a week had 8 days?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'd still be open.
This holiday, ship at Staples. Same UPS shipping and pricing. Available 7 days a week. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
This report is brought to you by Nestle USA. Eating well can fit in your busy schedule without involving the drive-thru. New research supported by Nestle USA found that people who reported eating frozen meals ate fewer calories and grams of fat than fast food eaters. The study found diners of frozen meals versus fast food consumed 25% more vegetables, 61% more whole grains, and higher amounts of fiber, vitamin A, and vitamin C. Cassandra Hoover, Nutrition Health and Wellness Manager for Nestle USA.
The key to good nutrition is eating a balanced plate. Many frozen prepared meals come full of key essential nutrients and built-in portion guidance, making them good options for those always on the go.
When it's time to host dinner, consider freshly prepared, thin frozen meals, such as Stouffer's party-sized lasagna with meat and sauce, or chicken enchiladas with cheese sauce and rice. Both feed more than 5 people and provide 3 grams of fiber per serving. For more information to balance your plate, visit NestleUSA.com/balance. That's NestleUSA.com/balance.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you can make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? Yes! According to the U.S. Census Bureau, you can make almost twice as much. Going back to college is now easier than ever. There are select online colleges that provide laptops to their students. In fact, there are thousands of college programs on your laptop. You can go to college anywhere and everywhere right from a laptop. Call My College Laptop and you can find hundreds of programs from accredited colleges and universities nationwide. Start a new career in law enforcement, business, information technology, healthcare, and hundreds of others. Call My College Laptop to find an online college that will provide you with a laptop. In no time at all, you can double your earning potential. Double your earning potential. Call now, 1-800-285-6834. That's 800-285-6834. 800-285-6834.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 2020 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2020.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
With so many of us doing a lot of spending right now, it seems we have more to spend, thanks to prices at the pump. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. The holiday season is here, and holiday travel is just around the corner. Many of us will be heading somewhere starting this weekend, the weekend before Christmas. The busy travel period extends right through New Year's Day, and according to the AAA, 98.6 million Americans are expected to travel 50 miles or more for the holidays. Nearly 90 million will be traveling on the roads, and that leads us right to the local gas station.
Fill it up, please.
And as all of us are well aware, gas prices have gone way down. The latest AAA gas survey shows the national average for a gallon of regular now at $2.50, down 13 cents a gallon over the past week, down 38 cents over the past month. A year ago, we were paying more than 71 cents a gallon more, with an average of $3.22 a gallon. Drexel University business professor Dr. Sally Hamilton says the lower prices at the pump translate into good news for the economy.
That's money that gets spent directly on local businesses. It gets spent for travel. It gets spent in the hospitality industry.
But airfares are another story. Bloomberg News reporting the plunge in the cost of jet fuel is saving airlines around the world $12 billion in expenses, savings that are being passed on to stockholders through larger dividends, but airline ticket prices are expected to stay the same. New York Senator Charles Schumer recently called for a federal investigation into why airfares haven't followed suit with falling fuel prices. Now,
Here's something else that will matter to you.
Welcome to Staples.
Yeah, I hear Staples can handle all my holiday shipping.
Yes, sir. We have UPS available in-store, plus all the supplies you'll need, from boxes to bubble wrap.
Great, but my schedule's crazy with the holidays.
Staples opens early and stays open late.
What if I can't get here till Saturday?
We're open 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Well, we're open 7 days, though.
Okay, what if a week had 8 days?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'd still be open.
This holiday, ship at Staples. Same UPS shipping and pricing. Available 7 days a week. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season, for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
On Wall Street, the market's coming off another day of losses. The Dow dropped 112 points yesterday, closing at 17,069. NASDAQ dropped 57. S&P fell 17. The price of oil was nearly unchanged yesterday, just short of $56 a barrel. The Department of Homeland Security is getting involved in a new threat from hackers linked to the recent cyber attack on Sony Pictures. The hacking group, calling itself Guardians of Peace, sent out an email yesterday threatening a September 11th attack on movie theaters that show the controversial comedy The Interview, which is about an assassination plot against North Korea's leader. Officials at Homeland Security say right now there is no credible evidence to suggest an active plot against the U.S., but they have taken notice of the threat. Closing notes. Let's start with something that will happen 2 weeks from tonight. It involves a countdown. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year! Yes, we're talking about New Year's Eve in Times Square, New York City. The giant number 15, made from LED lights, was delivered yesterday to replace the 14 for the big ball drop. Lots of people spent some time standing in line yesterday to get a picture with the 7-foot-tall number 15 before officials lifted it high atop Times Square. But before we get to New Year's Eve, we have Hanukkah, which began last night, and Christmas a week from tomorrow. Question, is your place of employment throwing a holiday party this year? Well, there's a survey out showing nearly two-thirds of U.S. employers are holding holiday parties for their workers this year. And according to this survey, most employees plan to attend the parties, but an overwhelming 96% of workers say they would rather have a cash bonus in place of the holiday party. That being said, if you're going to a holiday office party, just remember not to overdo it. A few too many drinks in front of your superiors is never a good idea. It can lead to bad decisions, such as grabbing the DJ microphone to make a little announcement.
Hey, how you doing, everybody? This thing on? Yeah, listen, I just wanted to thank our CEO for the party tonight. He really is a man of conviction. In fact, what was it this year? Embezzlement or insider trading?
I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Hurry in to find amazing gifts for everyone on your list. There's still time to get perfect gifts at prices you'll love, like a $100 iTunes gift card for only $85, and a Keurig 2.0 brewing system with 42 K-cups for just $129.98. Order from samsclub.com before December 22nd and get guaranteed delivery by Christmas. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.